Immigration isn't the only border issue with Mexico. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Some Texas farmers are accusing Mexico of violating an 80-year-old water treaty, which they say destroyed a local sugarcane cooperative. Jennifer Cervantes told members of a House Appropriations Subcommittee that Mexico has no legitimate reason for violating the treaty.
Over the last 4 years, Mexico failed to meet its obligations, resulting in severe water shortages in the Rio Grande Valley, particularly for crop irrigation. These shortages occurred during several years of unfavorable weather and led to a continual decline in sugarcane acres available for harvest. In August of 2022, Mexico held almost 3 million acre-feet of water in treaty storage, while Texas agriculture suffered.
Cervantes says after 51 years, the local cane growers cooperative shut down processing due to lost sugarcane acres. She says a Texas A&M University report values the economic loss at more than $98 million.
Our farmers now face farms without a sugarcane crop, once considered a valuable perennial crop that was a predictable, reliable part of farm management. Their previous investments in planting, equipment, research and technology are now lost.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.